I'm an old woman made of deposited salt. My bloodline runs authentically hot. I hail from perpetual sunrise, where battle is real and peace treaty are lies. Spent decades on my feet and kept my house clean. Raised chickens and children under rule of British Queen. Voyaged across the Atlantic through treacherous Middle Passage Reef. Found rocky shores of New Scotland, tan-cooked cabbage and bully beef. Built a home away from home using scraps of knotted lumber. Felled trees of hard knocks and hard-won my short slumber. A product of survival and scarcity. Grandmother of plenty, rude pickney. Like this little one here just turned 23, say she goes to university. Schooled in critical feminism and fancy race theory. I was never taught to be critical of my history. Had no time to figure out philosophy. Found maths a bit too calculusy. So I took a slow minute to count 1, 2, 3. Summed up my children on hands and knee. While she waxes her big people to greed, tongue wagging about colonial austerity, says my folklore fanty faith is a practice of futility, that my cataract vision lacks clarity. But I can still clearly see and feel the scars of hypocrisy. My Ashanti people pioneered absent terrains of de-territory, withstood no vacancies and no jobs here, sorry. The mystery of my history, she breaks down for me. The meta-language of race she translates haughtily for equality. Granny, she says with strong chin, interpreting for me code noir of French and British imperialism. She gestures cut-eye and kiss-teeth how us Caribbean folk behave. Old woman, you are so much more now than a glorified nursemaid. You were recruited for academic merit and skilled employability. Visas are no longer denied based on race and nationality. One thing I do know from the years of looking back, if I ever fix my mouth to talk to grown woman like that, my mouth and my tail woulda get slapped. I woulda felt the rod on my seat of my education. What this girl know about involuntary disciplinary participation? I tell her, no matter how bigoted you feel in that self-labeled identity, or turn up your wide nose to capitalist prosperity, how hard you kick the gift horse of liberty, sweet girl, I'll still give you one lesson for free. One you can take very personally. Old granny can still bend you over her knee. Look, child, there, in the dark hollow of yonder tree, the ship gallow where they stacked and chained hold villages quite legally. Little black sambos for the new community. Refused us education, spare needlework and carpentry. See there, where that resilient little birch tree bends, and the pristine whiteness that lies where the treetop descends. The trail of broken canoes in the shallow pockets of promised land. The broken spirits of soil that can't grow banana and yam. Where at the promised treetop is the place for we? From the frozen north, we'll never pick mango or sweet dilly. This short summer can never warm to Linton's dub poetry, shaded by the cursed penmanship of Dead Poets Society. You and all your education come from the humanities of feeder school segregation. The backs of many Jamaicans labored and toiled that great hill for your high and mighty city view from Citadel. Sweet girl, you can't hypothesize centuries of genocide, millions enslaved and severed from land and family ties, Gold Coast of golden plantain plundered for plantation crops, tribal nations reduced to concubines and sweatshops. Our history isn't something you can feel from a newly written book, 'cause you don't know the real story until all your facts get took. You think I'm subservient because I'm so neat and quiet. What you know about the necessity of riot? 18th century Nova Scotia kept thousands residentially and mentally enslaved. Parliament sowed sloppy seeds wherever it forcefully laid. You're the light-skinned reminders, insidious and attention paid. Book of Negroes and church obits, the only clue to how most of us were made. And even those can't be fully trusted, language preserved in code to elude Colonel Mustard. We didn't have material resources. Faith and education were not at all easy choices. But if we learned anything from 140 years of Trelawney Maroon strategy, even more than the hard lesson of coerced policy, is that we were free before the bondage of subsidy. Daughters of mountaineers and Dahomey warrior brides, revolts of British colony and evangelical Baptist scribes, come from away culture passed on through artistic oral history. Social work and scientific achievements are buried in mystery. So before you try to wrinkle my starched Sunday wear, just know I ironed my burdens with care, laid them down with righteous song and tearful prayer, weaved my worries into baskets from scraps of birch tree, carried life and love for all of you pickney. Now you come with plaited weave to tell me about my history, but what do I know? I'm just an old woman of deposited salt, whose bloodline runs authentically hot. Hail from the lifted head to the perpetual sunrise, where the battle is real and peace treaties are lies.